Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.
Joining us in the studio is business leader and guru Hixonia Niyasulu for Boardroom 101. Hixonia Niyasulu has served on multiple global boards. She is the perfect person to give you business advice. So this morning, we got her back in the room and we're discussing good leaders were once good followers in this morning's episode of Boardroom 101. Good morning, Hixonia.
Morning, Darren.
Tell me about this. If I take a look at my boss, he was once a late night presenter, producer. His boss started out as a marketing coordinator. And if we keep on going up and up and up, all management at one stage or another started at the bottom.
Right.
But these good leaders were once good followers. Is this where we're going with today?
That's exactly where we're going. And I want to quote Barbara Kellerman, who's a leadership lecturer at Harvard. And she believes that to be a good leader, you need to have been a good follower.
Are you saying it's an imperative? I'm only thinking of a scenario where young people get put into leadership positions without having gone through any learning process. Yeah. It's normally your Ivy Leagues who spend all their time schooling and then university and then degrees and whatever and come out and go straight to MD
right.
And then to CEO.
Right.
Are you saying that these people
not
are compromised?
Not even they would go straight to MD. Everyone needs to have started somewhere, and maybe if you're Ivy League, you're not starting rock bottom, but you got to start somewhere.
Okay.
And but the point that I'm making with Barbara Kellerman's quote is to say, we all learn to master by the way that we served. So the way that you served someone else will determine what kind of master you yourself are going to be. So if you were following someone, a leader who was abrasive, who thought people that are, you know, subordinate to them in terms of position or who report to them should just be treated like trash. The likelihood is you're going to mimic those qualities. So, and that's why we believe if you were a good follower also, and you were passionate and committed to executing what your leader is asking you to do, but also if your leader was setting a good example for how leadership should be, that leadership should exude a patience with people, an ability to teach people, you are likely to also learn those qualities. So when I was a follower, I was very committed to what I was doing. And that meant that if I saw something that could be done better, if I saw something that could be improved, if I had a new idea about how things would be done, I would have raised it. That's the way that I followed. And the person that led me at the point was tolerant also of the constructive criticism that I was raising. So that pushes you to be the kind of leader that has learned from what you were when you were following. And so it is just so important that what you were as a follower is taken into your leadership position. Your compassion, your understanding, your passion for your work, but also the ability to raise things constructively.
We're working on the assumption that as a follower, that you're aware of the fact that you should engage, that you should listen, that you should understand, assimilate, and that you're entitled to engage.
Absolutely.
I know a lot of people would assume that a follower would blindly follow their leader and yes, sir, no, sir, three bags, full, sir, and that's a good follower.
But you
but
see,
it's turning out that's not
exactly
a good follower.
Exactly. And I like the words that you use, that as a good follower, you listen, you assimilate, you engage, and you make suggestions. That's why we make the distinction between a good follower who did all of those things, who then becomes a good leader later because they understand how important those things are in building a company.
I love that.
On
that
all the time.
It gives you a value as well when you're thinking about, okay, I'm a follower right now, but I'm learning from this following.
Absolutely.
So that
you're
when
not
I
just
eventually
learning
am,
from the leader, you're learning from the way that you are following.
Yes. I like
very
this
important.
One.
Yeah.
Good followers,
make
good leaders.
Good leaders. Yeah.
I'm going to quote you.
I've been dying to have one thing that somebody could say. This is what Hixonia
I'm
said.
I'm going to quote you on that one.
I have a quote now. Yeah.
Thank you, Hixonia.
Thank you, Darren.
Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.